the future of AI is here, and it's more collaborative than ever. Welcome to the AI Agent Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Thursday, May 8th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about Microsoft's bold step into multi-agent AI apps. Let's dive in. Microsoft is making waves in the AI world by backing Google's Open Agent to Agent, or A2A, protocol. This isn't just tech jargon, it's a game changer. Imagine AI agents working seamlessly across different platforms, clouds, and even organizations. That's the power of interoperability, and it's becoming a reality thanks to Microsoft's upcoming integration of A2A in its Azure AI Foundry and Copilot Studio. So what's the big deal about A2A? Well, it's all about structured agent communication. Think of it as a universal translator for AI agents, enabling them to exchange goals, manage state, invoke actions, and return results securely. Microsoft's CEO Satya Nadella sums it up perfectly. Open protocols like A2A and MCP are key to enabling the agentic web. With A2A, Microsoft is setting the stage for complex multi-agent workflows. This means Azure AI Foundry customers can create systems that not only span internal copilots, but also partner tools and production infrastructure. And the best part? It all happens while maintaining governance and service-level agreements. So, whether you're a small startup or a Fortune 500 giant, these AI agents can now orchestrate tasks that span vendors, clouds, and data silos, giving you control, visibility, and trust. Over 10,000 organizations have already jumped on board with Microsoft's agent service in just 4 months, and a whopping 2,30,000 organizations have used Copilot Studio. That's 90% of the Fortune 500. As these systems scale, interoperability becomes crucial. Microsoft is not just talking the talk. They've joined the A2A working group on GitHub, contributing to the protocol's specification and tooling. A public preview of A2A support in Foundry and Copilot Studio is on the horizon, and Microsoft is laying down the foundation for what it calls agentic computing. This marks a fundamental shift in how software is developed and deployed. The best agents, as Microsoft envisions, won't live in one app or cloud. They'll operate in the flow of work, spanning models, domains, and ecosystems. It's a vision of collaborative, observable, and adaptive software that's hard not to get excited about. ServiceNow is making a big move in the world of AI by going all in on AI agents with a new suite of tools that promise to redefine the customer journey. The company just announced its AI Control Tower, AI Agent Fabric Service, now CRM, and CRM AI Agents, all part of the new ServiceNow AI platform. This development is not just about adding a few tools to the arsenal. It's about fundamentally changing how businesses handle customer interactions, from call centers to back office operations and everything in between. So, what's the buzz all about? Well, ServiceNow's latest announcement highlights its commitment to agentic AI, AI that can operate autonomously to handle tasks across different systems and departments. This is part of an ongoing rivalry with Salesforce, as both companies are vying to be the platform of choice for orchestrating the entire customer journey. It's a battle over who can best integrate customer data and streamline workflows, and ServiceNow is pulling out all the stops to take the lead. Now, you might be wondering why this is such a big deal. Kate Leggett and Linda Ivy Rosser from Forrester Research have pointed out that enterprises need to orchestrate workflows that support end-to-end customer journeys. This means not just handling interactions in silos, but connecting them across departments and applications. ServiceNow's move into CRM with its sales and order management application last year was a big step. And now with these AI innovations, it's taking things to the next level. The company first dipped its toes into the AI agent waters last year with its Xanadu platform. Since then, it's been a race with Salesforce, which launched its own agentic AI platform, Agentforce. Both companies have been rapidly expanding their capabilities, but ServiceNow is now ahead of the curve with a broader set of packaged AI agents, an AI agent studio to build custom agents, and an orchestrator layer to manage teams of agents. What does this all mean for the future of customer interactions? Well, according to Terence Chesire from ServiceNow, the idea is that AI, not humans, will be the first point of contact for customer interactions. But don't worry, humans will still be needed for those touchpoints that require emotional intelligence. The real magic happens behind the scenes, where AI orchestrates and automates the resolution and fulfillment of tasks, whether it's resolving a banking dispute or setting up a new telecom service. ServiceNow's vision includes a unified view of the customer journey that spans the front, mid, and back offices. It's about redefining CRM to include sales, order management, customer service, and field service. Liz Miller from Constellation Research points out that traditional CRM often focuses too much on the seller's perspective, leaving the customer as an afterthought. ServiceNow is flipping the script by integrating service data into a cohesive system that benefits both human and AI interactions. Part of this transformation involves unlocking data within the CRM system so it can be accessed by AI agents. ServiceNow's workflow. Data Fabric, launched last year, allows for seamless access to structured, semi-structured, and unstructured data, making it a goldmine for AI agents hungry for insights. This access is extended to over 100 corporate data partners, ensuring that the data is always available for AI actions. Looking ahead, the stakes are high as ServiceNow and Salesforce continue their rivalry. Both are investing heavily in agentic AI, but ServiceNow is currently ahead with its comprehensive suite of AI tools and platforms. Dorit Zilberschot from ServiceNow emphasizes that their new AI Control Tower and AI Agent Fabric service are key to managing AI agents across the ecosystem, ensuring seamless communication and coordination. So, what does the future hold? As the race heats up, the real question is, who will ultimately control the agentic supervisor function, the command center that coordinates both human and AI work to achieve business outcomes? For now, ServiceNow seems to have the upper hand, but in the fast-paced world of AI, anything can happen. Stay tuned as we continue to watch this space evolve. Windows is getting AI agents, and it's about to change how you interact with your computer. Imagine just speaking to your PC and having it adjust settings instantly. No more hunting through menus or guessing which tab holds the answer. Microsoft's new feature is rolling out to Copilot Plus PCs first, and it's as simple as typing phrases like, "My text is too small," or "Control my PC with voice" into your settings. The AI takes it from there. Think of it like having a personal assistant right inside your computer. This move is part of Microsoft's broader push to integrate AI more deeply into everyday tech use. It's not just about convenience, it's about making technology more accessible for everyone. Whether you're someone who struggles with tiny text or needs hands-free control, these AI agents are designed to make life easier. And what's really exciting is that this is just the beginning. More devices are set to receive this feature soon, and it's hard not to imagine the possibilities. From simplifying complex tasks to offering personalized user experiences, AI agents in Windows are poised to revolutionize how we use computers. So, next time you find yourself frustrated with a computer setting, remember, help is just a voice command away. This could be a real game changer for anyone who's ever felt overwhelmed by tech. Stay tuned as Microsoft continues to roll out this exciting feature to more devices. Are AI agents more substance than hype in biopharma? Well, a new report from Accenture and Wharton suggests they're the real deal. The study found that AI agents, which are essentially software and physical bots working with minimal oversight, could impact approximately 55% of total workforce hours within a typical biopharma firm. This isn't just a pie-in-the-sky idea. It's a massive opportunity to unlock $180 billion to $240 billion annually in the U.S., industry if these agents are deployed at large. Let's break it down. The study mapped out 300 tasks across 90 roles and identified 50 types of agents, 30 digital and 20 physical, that could revolutionize the industry. According to Kailash Swarna, a managing director at Accenture, these AI agents represent a fundamental shift distinct from previous automation efforts. They're not just RPA 2.0. They're much more adaptable and meaningful thanks to their natural language understanding capabilities. So, what does this mean for the biopharma industry? The report estimates that AI agents could improve research productivity and reduce costs across operations. This includes lowering the cost of goods sold, speeding up research and development cycles, and launching products faster. Essentially, these agents can handle the 55% of tasks that were mapped out, making their adoption a balance sheet mandate rather than a nice to have. The study highlights three immediate wins with AI agents. First, they excel at data retrieval, a task that can be monotonous and error-prone for humans. Second, they're great at pattern crunching on a discovery scale, helping teams rank targets faster and design smarter trials. Lastly, lab robots equipped with AI agents can dynamically reconfigure themselves, improving precision and reducing the need for reruns. As AI agents take on more operational tasks, the human role in biopharma will transform rather than diminish. The Accenture/Wharton report champions a human-plus workforce, advising organizations to match tasks to strengths and build future-ready infrastructures. This ensures that as AI agents handle routine work, humans focus on strategy, ethics, and any anomalies that arise. In summary, the integration of AI agents in biopharma isn't just about improving efficiency, it's about redefining how work is done. As these agents take on more tasks, they free up human talent to focus on more strategic roles, fostering a collaborative environment. With such a promising future ahead, it's clear that AI agents are set to play a pivotal role in the industry. That's it for today's The AI Agent Daily Brief. From Microsoft's embrace of Google's A2A protocol to the transformative potential of AI agents in biopharma, it's clear that AI is reshaping industries in profound ways. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.